So when I was growing up, we lived on Park Avenue in a house that had been built around the turn of the century. And it had what's known as a Michigan basement, which is kind of finished, but not really. And when you go down, there were in fact kind of two sort of mysterious dark rooms and a tunnel sort of leading off somewhere. One was never sure where, but presumed it was to the surface. And finally, at some point, the furnace, which was this kind of ancient hulking monster, got replaced with a newer and significantly smaller furnace, and the downstairs became the D&D room, and my brother and his cronies set up a ping pong table down there, and a bunch of chairs, a bunch of bookshelves, and they would sit down there and play D&D or GURPS or, you know, RuneQuest or Champions or whatever. And the sea would gradually become a wash. The floor would gradually become a wash, and it kind of like Doritos wrappers and empty Pepsi bottles and things of that ilk. And they also had a lot of games down there, board games and books that people brought over, and just kind of odd objects. And every once in a while, my mother would get on my brother's case, and he would go down there dutifully in order to pick up some of the debris, and so he's down there with the trash bag, kind of shuffling around, listening to music, and picking up stuff. And he notices that apparently the night before, someone has left a stuffed duck on top of one of the bookcases, and it is in front of one of these kind of classic examples of taxidermy. It is a mallard duck sitting on two legs and with its head kind of tilted to one side, and he thinks, how odd! Why would anyone bring over a stuffed duck? And so he goes over to pick it up and look at it, and as he reaches for it, it squawks at him because it is actually a living duck, and he screams loudly enough that we can hear him all over the house. And of course, we never did figure out how the duck got down there, and our most probable surmise was that we lived fairly close to a park, and that somehow one of the cats had gone and gotten a duck and wrestled it back to the house, and that somehow back in the house the formerly dazed duck had come to its senses and managed to fly up onto the bookcase and repel whichever cat had absconded with it. And so that is the story of the duck in the basement.